One day, I awoke to the sound of an argument in the kitchen, my grandmother's voice barely audible, followed by my grandfather's deep growl. I opened my door to see Toot entering their bedroom to get dressed for work. I asked her what was wrong. "Nothing. Your grandfather just doesn't want to drive me to work this morning, that's all." When I entered the kitchen, Gramps was muttering under his breath. He poured himself a cup of coffee as I told him that I would be willing to give Toot a ride to work if he was tired. It was a bold offer, for I didn't like to wake up early. Gramps scowled at my suggestion. "That's not the point," Gramps said. "She just wants to make me feel bad." "I'm sure that's not it, Gramps," I said. "Of course it is," he said. He sipped from his coffee. "She's been catching the bus ever since she started at the bank. She said it was more convenient. And now, just because she gets pestered a little, she wants to change everything." Toot's diminutive figure hovered in the hall, peering at us from behind her bifocals. "That's not true, Stanley." I took her into the other room and asked her what had happened. "A man asked me for money yesterday, while I was waiting for the bus." "That's all?" Her lips pursed with irritation. "He was very aggressive, Barry. Very aggressive. I gave him a dollar and he kept asking. If the bus hadn't come, I think he might have hit me over the head." I returned to the kitchen. Gramps was rinsing his cup, his back turned to me. "Listen," I said, "why don't you just let me give her a ride, Gramps? She seems pretty upset." "By a panhandler?" "Yeah, I know, but it's probably a little scary for her, seeing some big man block her way. It's really no big deal." Gramps turned around, and I saw now that he was shaking. "It is a big deal. It's a big deal to me. She's been bothered by men before. You know why she's so scared this time? I'll tell you why. Before you came in, she told me the fellow was black." He whispered the word. "That's the real reason why she's bothered, and I just don't think that's right." The words were like a fist in my stomach, and I wobbled to regain my composure. In my steadiest voice, I told him that such an attitude bothered me too, but assured him that Toot's fears would pass, and that we should give her a ride in the meantime. Gramps slumped into the chair in the living room and said he was sorry he had told me. Before my eyes, he grew small and old and very sad. I put my hand on his shoulder and told him that it was all right. I understood. We remained like that for several minutes, in painful silence. Finally, he insisted that he drive Toot after all, and struggled up from his seat to get dressed. After they left, I sat on the edge of my bed and thought about my grandparents. They had sacrificed again and again for me. They had poured all their lingering hopes into my success. Never had they given me reason to doubt their love. I doubted if they ever would. And yet I knew that men who might easily have been my brothers could still inspire their rawest fears.